A report warning of the impacts of climate change on Queensland's most lucrative industries has received a cool reception from the state government. The Climate Commission report warns Queensland's rich agricultural and tourism sectors will suffer if more isn't done to fight climate change. The state government, however, says it's not convinced humans are influencing climate change. Here's Stephanie Smale.
The Climate Commission's report is blunt. It says global warming will shrink Queensland's agricultural production and put increasing pressure on the Great Barrier Reef. Professor Leslie Hughes is from the federally funded commission.
I think for Queensland, the impact on tourism is absolutely at the top of the list. And that's mainly because of the sensitivity of the reef, which is such an important driver of tourism in Queensland. But also, agriculture is a big money earner for Queensland. Agriculture everywhere will be affected in some way.
For decades, there have been warnings about coral bleaching. This report forecasts even more bleaching events. It predicts decreased cereal crop yields and increased stress on endangered species if greenhouse gas emissions aren't reduced. The Commission's report also details renewable energy opportunities for Queensland. Professor Hughes.
We know what needs to be done because we know what's causing it. If the climate was changing and we didn't know what was causing it, we'd be in a far worse position than we are now. Because it's a human-caused problem, that means that humans can fix it.
The state government says it wants to examine the report in detail. Since Premier Campbell Newman was elected in March, the Office of Climate Change has been scrapped, solar rebates have been slashed, and the solar hot water rebate cut. Environment Minister Andrew Powell has said he's not convinced humans are influencing climate change. But Toby Hutchin from the Queensland Conservation Council says it's time the state government accepted the science.
The Premier, as Mayor of Brisbane, was a very, very strong advocate of action on climate change. Now we're hearing a lot of different voices in the state government. I think they really need to get to the point of either putting up or shutting up. All the evidence is there to say that climate change is a major threat and a concern for us, and there is no credible science that's saying otherwise. I think it's time for the state government really to accept that and then move forward.
Toby Hutchin from the Queensland Conservation Council, ending Stephanie Smale's report.